بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحديث حديث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور مبتداها وكل مبتدأ بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from the cursed devil. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, Allah whom we recognize in this statement of the Basmala as Ar-Rahman, meaning Allah has a mercy that is general and that all of mankind and all of creation gets to experience. But Allah whom also we recognize in this statement as Ar-Rahim, meaning Allah has a mercy that discriminates, and this mercy will only be experienced by the believers. We ask for Allah's guidance. We ask that Allah continue to protect us and our families. We ask for Allah's protection even from the burden of our evil deeds. We know whomever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whomever Allah leads astray or allows to be led astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is only one God worthy of being worshipped, and this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and slave servant. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the invitation here today for Salatul Jumu'ah. We should be very grateful for Allah extending His invitation to us, because there are even those who are amongst the Muslims who didn't think about coming to Salatul Jumu'ah. And this is tawfiq. This is Allah giving us the ability to worship Him. We thank Allah for the ayat of Quran when Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawm al-jumu'ati fas'alu ila dhikrillahi wa daru al-bay'ah. When Allah calls on the believer, all you who believe, whenever you hear the call for Salatul Jumu'ah, hasten unto the masjid for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and leave off everything else, even a business transaction, even if you're in the middle of a business transaction. Today, we focus on a very important subject, this subject of nikah, marriage. And this literally means intercourse. This literally means intercourse. The Shari'i meaning, the meaning according to Sharia, is the union of a man and woman coming together, making a contract, a marriage contract. And we ask ourselves the question, marriage, what's the big deal? Why are we always talking about marriage? Why? Because I'm single. Brothers usually say, because I'm single, people are always asking me the question, why I'm not married? When are you going to get married? The sheikh or the imam is always talking about marriage. What is the big deal? This is the question here today. And we look at the ayahs in Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah says in the Quran, we have created all things in pairs that perhaps you may remember. All things are created in pairs. All three things are created in pairs. And we look out here in society, how society has got the pair backwards. They are now matching up man with man and woman with woman. But we know according to Islam is that man, the pair is man and woman. As Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبِّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. Allah says in the Quran, O people, revere your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate. Created from it its mate, Allah creating Adam alayhi salam and then drawing from Adam alayhi salam the woman, man for woman. This is the union in the eyesight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And first of all, we look at why are we talking about marriage? It is a commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, وَأَنْكِهُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. Allah says in the Quran, married and unmarried among you and the righteous of your male and female slaves. So this is a commandment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is any other reason to get married, this is the reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a recommendation, a command from Allah. And also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is sunnah to Nabi. This is sunnah to Nabi. This is the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he says, Ya Ma'shar al-Shabab, he calls on the young people. All young people, whoever among you is able to marry, should marry. Whoever among you is able to marry, should marry, because it helps him lower his gaze in God and private parts. And whoever is not able to marry should fast, as fasting will diminish his sexual appetite. This is important. So Allah commanded it, and also it's sunnah to Nabi. It's the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also we look at that it's the sunnah of the other Anbiya. The sunnah of the other Anbiya, as we look at the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, they were all, we follow their example, and their example are pointing us towards getting married. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he talks about it gets you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are incomplete without marriage. Your deen is incomplete, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it, nisfu dinihi. It is half of your deen. It is half of your deen. Anything that is half of anything in Islam, you know it's going to be a struggle. It is half of your deen, it is half of your success, so it's going to be half of your test in life, is marriage, getting married. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, it's nisful iman, half of iman. This is the reason we talk about getting married. And we know that it is a protection from the perils of lust. Look out here in society, and brothers and sisters, it's getting closer to summertime. And the single people have a hard time in the summertime, as it's very difficult trying to guard your modesty, trying to preserve your purity and preserve your chastity. And we know that it is wajib, according to all schools, for the one who is having a difficult time guarding his chastity, it is wajib, we know, for them to seek nikah, for them to get married. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking about getting the help of Allah, he said there are three individuals that it is a right upon Allah to help them. And one of the individuals is the one who is seeking to get married as a means of guarding their chastity. And we know that Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not come near fornication. Do not come near zina. Do not come near zina and fornication. And Allah says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. It is an immoral act. It is indecency. Wasa'a sabila. It is an immoral act of indecency, but also it is a very evil way. It is a very evil path. This is zina, as described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Man waqahu Allah sarama lihyay wa sarama rijalayhi jakhal al jannah. He said, the one who guards what's in between his jaws, and also God in between the private part and in between his legs, shall enter into paradise. And the man and woman, they help each other guard against the indecency of zina. And we know a very big problem in the Muslim world is pornography. Single people, even single Muslims, have a very difficult problem with pornography. As you go on the internet and the screens keep popping up, inviting you to pornography. And we know that the Prophet ﷺ, he always recommended when your eyes come in contact with a beautiful woman, especially in society, you run home to your mate. For the single brothers, when your eyes come in contact with the beautiful woman, who are you going to run home to? Many times brothers run home to the internet. So a mate guards you from this desire, this very evil desire that is aroused and society is trying to invite us to. And also we know that intimacy when you're married is sadaqah. It's sadaqah. This is a reward that you receive. When the man and woman, when they come together intimately, it's sadaqah, gets you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know another reason for getting married is increasing the number of Muslims. Increasing the number of Muslims and building community. How are we going to build community if people continue not to get married? In order, how are we going to build families? How are we going to look at our beautiful children running around here saying, La ilaha illallah, we're not getting married. It's very important for us to increase the ummah out here. When I was in Europe, they bragged because people were getting married every single day, and they said in 40 years the Muslims would take over Europe. Why? Because they are getting married and they're having children after children. So this is how we increase our influence in society. And also very importantly in the life of the human being. In the life of the human being, marriage provides what? Mutual love and mercy. Mutual love and mercy. Some people act crazy without love. All people need many times is love and mercy. Without a mate, you become shidda, you become very strong, and you have become rigid. And you begin to bark at people. Somebody say, Assalamu alaikum, what? You begin to bark at people because of being single. So the mutual love and the mutual mercy that is provided between a man and woman is very important. It's very important in the life of the Muslim. Allah says in the Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah says in the Quran, among His signs that He created for you mates for among yourselves, that you may dwell in tranquility with them, and He has put love and mercy between your hearts. Barely in that are signs for those who reflect. And this word that's used in this particular ayat, you have first of all teskunu from sakina. You what? Tranquility. Having tranquility, some type of peace in your life. When you are being beat up by society's wrongs, when you are being beat up by society, you come home to the softness of a mate. This is needed in the life of the Muslim, this tranquility, this relaxation. As the Prophet ﷺ, when he first received revelation and he felt burdened, he went home to Khadija. He went home to Khadija, and Khadija was his comfort, was his sakina, was his tranquility. The Prophet ﷺ, he would lay his head on the lap of Aisha. This was his means of relaxation. This was his means of relaxation, his companions in his life. It's very important. It was so much mawaddah. We're talking about mawaddah. This is his love and mercy that should be experienced by everybody. We all have to have mawaddah, this love and mercy in our lives to be complete. As you see also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had so much mawaddah even between him and Khadija radiallahu anha. After the death of Khadija, when he would be exposed to the necklace that was left with his daughter Zainab, because it belonged to Khadija, he would cry upon seeing it. He would cry upon seeing it. This is the mawaddah between the man and woman. Also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his year of grief, the worst time he had is after the death of Khadija. His source of mawaddah. This is something that is needed in our life. This is something that is needed in our life. And also Allah mentions in the Quran something very beautiful.
We have to listen to this ayah. As Allah says in the Quran, He said, "Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahunna." He says, very important, He said, they are libas. They are garments and clothing and raiments and covered screens for you, and you are libas for them. Look at this beautiful word that Allah uses in the ayah of the Quran, libas, a garment, a garment. A woman is a garment for a man. A righteous woman, a wife, is a garment for her husband, and the husband is a garment for his wife. Without a garment, you become very vulnerable, being naked, needing warmth. A garment provides warmth. It provides comfort. And this is very important. It also provides a screen. Libas is a screen from the whispers of Shaitan. Libas is the screen from the temptation of zina. And the wife can provide a garment, can be a garment for the husband, as the husband can be a garment for the wife. So we ask the question, marriage, what's the big deal? That's the big deal. That is the big deal. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا سنة وفي الآخرة سنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. على سيدنا محمد خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين. One thing that we learn in our traditions of Islam through the words of Quran, through the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also in the tradition in the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the emphasis on having a righteous mate. And we know that in this life, a part of having happiness in life is having a righteous mate. How can you be happy when you're incomplete? It's always going to be a void in your life without having a righteous mate. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in a very important tradition recorded by Al-Hakim, he said, "Arba'un min as-sa'ada," that there are four things that bring happiness. One of the things, the first thing that he mentioned, notice the first thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, a good wife who pleases you when you look at her. And this goes for the good husband, a good man who pleases you when you look at him. And when you are away from her or him, you trust her or him in regards to herself or himself and your property. So there's a trust there, a good mate that when you look at them, you are pleased, and when you leave away from them, you are able to trust them. And also an easy ride that enables you to catch up with your companions. And in today's time, this will translate as having a good vehicle that doesn't break down on you all the time, that's able to catch up with the other drivers. So we have a good mate and a good vehicle, a house that is spacious with many rooms, and also a good neighbor. A good neighbor. These are the four things that contribute to sa'adah in the life of the human being. And also the Prophet said, "Arba'un min ash-shaqaa." Arba'un min ash-shaqaa. He said there are four sources of misery in this life. And the first source that he mentioned is that an evil wife or an evil husband that doing her may dismay you, and who uses their tongue against you, and when you are away from them, you would not trust her or him in regard to yourself or your property. So this is a person that you don't find them attractive, and it's not necessarily the look, but their attitude, the way they talk. And when you leave them, you don't trust them. And also a stubborn rod that if you whip it, will tire you. And if you leave it alone, you will not be able to catch up with the other companions. So we translate in this day and time as having just a broken down vehicle, as they call a bucket. Having a bucket. And also we know a tight house, a house with not many rooms, and also an evil neighbor. So we see that this is a part of our source of happiness, having a good righteous mate, and a part of our misery is having a mate that brings us nothing but grief. And may Allah bless us with happiness in this life and in the hereafter. May Allah bless those who are seeking nikah, who are seeking to get married. May Allah bless you with zawjatun salihah,
or may Allah bless you with a righteous wife. May Allah bless those who are seeking to find a husband. May Allah bless you with a righteous husband. This is not a small deal. This is something huge in the life of the Muslim. So those who are single, this is why nikah is the big deal. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقم الصلاة.